Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the incredible word that you spoke to us through your Son, and that he made sure every single word that we needed to hear was spoken and completed all the way through to the resurrection. We thank you, Lord, that we stand here with the blessing of resurrection life. We pray that we would be renewed in that on this night. We pray it in your holy name, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. You know, every year when we have this service, you know, one thing goes wrong of some sort or another. And it did strike me that no matter what the enemy tries to interfere with the story of the good news, that good news story cannot be stopped. In no way, shape, or form. You might even think for the moment that he has won the victory and then the tables are completely turned and Jesus takes over and something else happens entirely, something totally unexpected, the best possible news you could ever hear, things that we don't think about often in America as we're too used to ho-hum. And we think we have a lot of power that we can make our own magic, don't we? But Jesus comes in, and no matter whether we're prideful or we're feeling like we're failing, Jesus comes in with a story that is so powerful and so life-changing that if we receive it, we too are changed and given a new power for life. I thought about that tonight as Father Steve was trying to read the gospel. And it's Mary Magdalene, who we most of us know about, right? I mean, she was a woman who lived a really broken life. Caught up in a lot of things that even today in our day and age would say, it's not good for you. It's the kind of thing that's going to tear your soul apart if you live that way. So when she got to know Jesus, it completely turned her life around. When she was in a place of alienation, like cut off from everything that was good, Jesus made a way for her to come back in. But then he died. The one who had brought her back in, he died. So she's in this place of the floor falling out from under her once again. And probably feeling like a free fall. But it strikes me that somebody who has known the love of the Lord that brings you back into the heart of relationship is also somebody who really knows how to grieve. The grieving one came first to that tomb. Her heart had been so touched by the love of Jesus for her in the midst of being very far away that she grieved deeply, and it moved her to be there first in line where Jesus' body lay, to remember him, to remember the blessing that he had brought in her life. I think that's important. I think it's important for us to remember, if we want to see Jesus, to know how much we need him, it really helps. If we're prideful, maybe we'll still see him because his grace overwhelms that, like I just said. It can scatter every single darkness, as the symbol of light has been saying. But I think it's interesting that the first one to see the incredible power of the resurrection was Mary Magdalene. And she sees it with this, first of all, experience of an angel who's rolled away the stone and shown that the Lord's body isn't there, and there's this lightning, there's this raiment white as snow, and then she hears, well, he's not here because he's actually risen, which he predicted. See where he lay, and now his clothes are left there. He's going to the Galilee. You're going to see him there. I've told you this. So Mary and the other Mary, they go. They're filled with fear, but also joy now. Something has changed. And they do go to tell the disciples, but then something even more remarkable happens. They actually see him, and they fall at his feet and worship him. He also says, don't be afraid. You know, I think that when the last time Jesus showed up in white raiment and with blinding light was at the Transfiguration, which was how we started just before Lent, for those of you who have been traveling with us. And God said to Peter, he said, "Listen to my son." Peter wanted to try and make it happen on his own. He wanted to try and build like a house for God right there, some booths for God to hang out with right there. He wanted to usher in the great, amazing, awesome thing that he wanted, that he believed would come eventually. He wanted to make it happen right then and there. And the Father said, "Listen to my son." And then the rest of it unfolds, which is what was being talked about with Jesus and the prophets at the moment anyway. The rest of it unfolds, and it actually includes his death, but then his rising. Every single word has been spoken. And now it's time to receive it, the fullness of the message. That's what they've received here. Is we've got the light sandwich here. I talked about this before. There's the light of the Transfiguration. This is what's going to happen. Listen to everything he's got to say and do, which is part of what he's saying is what he does on the cross, and then he rises, and it's done, and now you have a light that's never going to be extinguished, and a joy that's never going to be taken away. Mary experienced the sadness for a night, but joy came in the morning. She went through the suffering and the travail of a life that was disappointing and failing her on her own strength. God brought her in, and then it seemed to fail again, and now joy is back, and no one can take it away. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want every single one of us to hear this word. Whether you're in a place of grief, whether you're in a place of moving from success to success or not, there's nothing like encountering the living Christ. There's nothing like knowing him and his power from within and having the Holy Spirit, those life-giving waters that sprang forth from the heavens that Jesus opened up for us. There's nothing like having those life-giving waters of the Spirit welling up with you, taking you into the resurrection life that I'm talking about now. If you don't know what I'm talking about, ask the Lord to reveal himself to you. Look for him. Go in your grief and seek him. And he will reveal himself. And continue with us tonight as we enjoy the blessing of his joy, uninterruptible. It can't be stopped. Doesn't matter what papers we lose. It cannot be stopped. Thank you, Jesus. Please pray again with me. Father, we're grateful for the gift of the word that is so complete and it's so transforming that there is a new creation that's launched and a new life that's launched. And Jesus is just he's the first fruits of it. And now he's sharing it with each of us who would have it. Lord, I pray that we would receive the gift of your death and your life, the ministry of your love and healing for our grief, and the ministry of your life and your power for joy and for creativity. We pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.